You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial community freeform radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this week we are honoring a past WMFO show, Annie Ross's Helter Skelter, which ran through 2007 when she graduated after serving as WMFO's general manager in her senior year. We began that set with Run DMC and It's Tricky, which I heard Annie play. I checked out her Spinatron playlist and I found that I had bought the album a week before for a dollar at a yard sale. Then Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with AC/DC. And then Peaches with actually the original version of Two Guys for Every Girl. Oh my goodness, I somehow made a mistake and that slipped in rather than my Tears of the Gods remix that censors out all those bad words. We followed that with Elvis Presley, Stuck on You. And then we concluded with almost the original version of Cold Hard Bitch by Jett. Back in the upright now is George Martin from the Beatles' Yellow Submarine soundtrack. This is The Sea of Holes. You know, in 2021, the last year for which comprehensive figures are available, 69 people in the United States were struck by lightning and 11 of them died. Motor vehicle crashes, however, caused many more deaths, 42,915. And then 47,646 Americans committed suicide. Gun violence killed 48,830 people, while diabetes was listed as the direct cause on 103,294 death certificates. More than 106,000 people died from drug overdoses, with more than 70,000 of those from synthetic opioids, but primarily fentanyl. Even more deaths were caused by COVID-19, approximately 460,000 American deaths were associated with COVID-19. However, zero people died from overdosing on marijuana. It's just not possible. You can do stupid things while you're high on, under the influence of anything, and you certainly don't want to be driving. But it's pretty impossible to overdose on marijuana. Some numbers to think about, a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, Annie loved Queen, particularly Freddie Mercury, but here's a song I don't think she ever played on the air. And for you guitar players, Brian May, who built his own guitar, the Red Special, with his father. He's got three pickups, and he wired them in a pretty different way, one that I've done on a couple of my guitars, in series. So, like, one pickup goes into the other when you've got them on together instead of side by side. And it's a different sound, particularly with another thing that he does, which is playing them out of phase. It's a really thin, nasally sound. And it's part of the reason why the Red Special is unique, and he's able to get all those sounds out of that in his AC30s British amplifiers. So in this next set, yeah, we're going to be hearing more of Annie's favorites, The Monkees, a selection from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Judy Garland will end with the Beastie Boys. But we're going to start off with this song that tells a story composed by Queen's astrophysicist, PhD guitar player Brian May. It's called It's Late. You're on WMFO in Medford.
You say you love me, and I hardly know your name. But myself to blame. But there's something inside that's turning my mind away. Oh, I could love you if I could let you stay.
It's late, but not. What will pick up my spirits, because that is really what's going to be needed right now at this point. And, you know, really at this point, only one thing could really do it, and that's the little mermaid with Under the Sea.
Thank you, Annie.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
I am your woman tonight.
Here we are, two very bewildered people. Here we are, two babes that are lost in the wood. We're not quite certain what has happened to us. This lovely thing that's so marvelous. But right from here, the future looks awfully good. Our love affair was meant to be. It's me for you, dear, and you for me. We'll fuss and quarrel and tears start to brew. But after the tears, our love will smile through. I'm sure that I could never hide the thrill I get when you're by my side. And when we're older, we'll proudly declare, wasn't ours a lovely love affair?
Plug in what we call our 3-foot freedom cord that comes with the product, and that connects to the vibe.
I'm sure that I could never hide the thrill I get when you're by my side. And when proudly declare, wasn't ours a lovely love affair?
And so she forces virtually everyone who looks at her to do a double take.
How'd you do? I see you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little brought down, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up
by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat. Well, how about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
That fella had a lot to learn about girls.
So, how was the big weekend away?
We had fun.
Oh, you look like you had fun.
A lot of fun. And?
And?
And this morning I realized I forgot to pack my birth control pills.
Oh, shit.
I'm freaking out. But what are the chances, right?
Sometimes even the best plans don't go according to plan. That's why there's emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill, and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, just wait?
I don't know. What would you do?
Think positive.
Not funny.
To learn more or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Tears of the gods. Yes, the tears of the gods.
WMFO, Metro, 91.5.
Kinda can't break the habit. You know what I mean?
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed.
disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
I look like a good girl, but I'm definitely a bad girl.
Kick it! Just do-
tonight here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Our theme is called Helter Skelter. As we honor one of my favorite WMFO radio shows from years ago, Annie Ross's Helter Skelter, which ran through 2007 when she then went on to law school. We began that set with Queen. Annie's a real Freddie Mercury fan, but that song was written by their guitarist, Brian May. It's Late from News of the World. And then it was Judy Garland with Our Love Affair, followed by Tim Curry from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Sweet Transvestite. And there were other people in there. That was like Susan Sarandon and contributing bits from that scene, actually, from the movie. And then it was the Monkees, I'm a Believer, followed by the Beastie Boys and Fight for Your Right to Party. Backing me up right now is George Martin and Yellow Submarine in Pepperland from the Yellow Submarine soundtrack. So Chuck Yu and Diane, some friends of theirs, went over to the Mass College of Art recently, and they've got exhibits there, all of which are free. And Chuck and Diane saw this audio installation, Jace Clayton's They Are Part. And, well, we're going to leave it to Chuck here to describe exactly what's going on with that exhibit. So
that was an excerpt of Amanda Gorman reciting her famous poem, The Hill We Climb, from Joe Biden's inaugural ceremony. It was obviously and intentionally distorted, as was being played through a new interactive audio art installation at the Massachusetts College of Art on Huntington Avenue in Boston. The exhibit, called They Are Part, is the latest project of New York-based multimedia sensory artist Jace Clayton. Clayton created the software and constructed the interactive installation, which consists of 40 speakers placed in a circular pattern around the room. In the center is a small table with three different types of connectors: stereo mini, standard iPhone charging plug, and Bluetooth. The installation makes no sound on its own, and only works when someone plugs in a device, either iPhone or MP3 player, and feeds it some audio. It then manipulates that audio in a variety of ways and plays it back from all different directions. It can almost feel dizzying at times. I was curious to see what it would do with spoken word, which is why I fed it Ms. Gorman's poem. I was at the exhibit with my wife and a few friends. One friend, Tim Casey, a Boston area musician, plugged in Strawberry Fields.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going.
It must be our love.
The installation can handle two sources simultaneously, and at one point, Tim played Pink Floyd while I continued on my spoken word quest and fed it some Malcolm X. Tim, your impressions of what we've experienced here.
It's very nice.
What do you think of the manipulations and how it's processing?
I like them because it's manipulations that you couldn't use if you were doing like regular music. So there's like standard effects, but no, if you ever did that to like a pop record, nobody would be able to listen to it. So you can come here and have it done on the pop record, and it's just wonderful.
Well, we like what it did to Strawberry Fields.
Yeah, yeah, nothing was real. You know, the song wasn't even real.
We were certainly enjoying our audio play, and were delighted to share with other participants who came to see, or hear, this exhibit. A Massachusetts College of Art student, JoJo, was gallery sitting. I asked how long it took to install this project. She said it took a month.
So the setup here we've got is 40-part part by the DJ and artist, Jace Clayton. And he has written a code that will manipulate the sound and have it go in and out, and sort of distort it in different ways that'll make you question what you're hearing even though you know what song you've played.
We've been doing a lot more than just songs. We've been doing spoken word and yes. Sound effects. And
any sounds you play, it'll just completely alter it and kind of make you think differently about the way you listen to things.
Yeah.
It's doing that.
Yeah.
So did Jace bring any music in himself to try things out?
When he was here, yes, he would be able to connect some.
They Are Part, the interactive audio art installation by Jace Clayton, will be on display through the summer and is free and open to the public. Reporting from the Massachusetts College of Art in Boston, I am Chuck Rosina.
Thank you.
Hey, Bert, I brought home a surprise, Bert.
I'm a gadget girl.
My chocha, you do what you don't, or you will, I won't cha. go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips and my tips so cha. See my ass and my lips don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my whips for ya. This the kind of beat that go ba ta ta. Ba ta 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 ta. Sex me so good I say blah blah blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you a fly gal, get your nails done. Get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, this gon' bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a bitch that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins the gal, listen me with your. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. Love the way my ass go, ba-boom, ba-boom, boom. Keep your eyes on my ba-boom, ba-boom. Boom. You think you can handle this, ka-donk, ka-donk, donk. Take my thong off and my ass go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. Boys, boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys. Wine, thang, 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 thang. Black, thang, 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 thang. Girls, girls, get that cash. If it's 9 to 5, we're shaking your ass. Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you ahead of the game. Just cause I got a lot of fame, super. Prince couldn't get me, change my name, papa. Hooter can't tell you, slave again, no sign. Picture Black saying, oh, yes, I'm a sign. Picture Lil' Kim dating a pastor. Minuteman, Big Red can outlast ya. Who is the best? I don't have to ask ya. When I come out, you won't even matter. Why you act dumb like, duh. Say you act dumb like, duh. As the drummer boy go, brr, pum, pum, pum. Give you some of this Cinnabon. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. Come on.
Missy Elliott, I hope y'all are enjoying what y'all hearing so far. You know, I was sitting here thinking, like, Big Daddy Kane and Public Enemy, Salt-N-Pepa, Light, EPMD, LL, Run-DMC, KRS-One, Rakim. Most of them artists used to dance and still get respected in the street. Don't be scared to Bankhead or a Bogle or Moonwalk for as I care. Sold Michael Jackson $43 million. Shoot, everybody had a zipper jacket and half of these thugs had the glove to match. You feel me? Yo, it's okay though. You know, if you want to be hard and Ice Grill and Harlem Shake at the same time, whatever. Let's just have fun. It's hip hop, man. This is hip hop.
Leaves are falling all around. Time I was on my way. Thanks to you, I'm much obliged. For such a pleasant stay. Now it's time for me to go. The autumn moonlight's my way. But now I smell the rain, and with it pain, and it's heading my way. Sometimes I grow so tired. No time.
the spinning room. The time has come to be gone. And though I held sweet drink a thousand times, it's time to ramble on.
Summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness, till boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when
when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. This evening, our theme has been Helter Skelter, as we commemorated a show of that same name, hosted by DJ Annie Ross. He's also served as WMFO's general manager, 2006 to 2007. After Chuck Hughes' radio report, we heard a twofer from the Steve Miller Band, Threshold, that synthesizer masterpiece followed by Jet Airliner. Then it was the White Stripes with Seven Nation Army, followed by Missy Elliott, Work It, Oh Yeah, from her Under Construction album. And then Ramble On from Led Zeppelin II. Finishing us off right now is a medley also by Led Zeppelin. Well, Jimmy Page. It's an instrumental, White Summer, Black Mountainside. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again here next week with another sound collage for you. And until then, remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from your friends here at WMFO in Medford. Thank you.